Hey, Vancouver. Ooh, it's a bit of a sensitive mic. So, you think you have this amazing soul track actually that everyone can sing along to, but the thing is, it has the F-bomb, so I can't play it on the radio, and you know what I said?
Funk my life.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You're listening to a remix of a CeeLo Green track that you probably all know, and I want you to hide your daughters, hide your wives, hide your husbands, because we're funking everybody out here. So, but really, it does have the F-bomb, and I have to warn everyone before I play it. It's a lovely track, though.
I still love you. 40 days and 40 nights. Love was on the side, but we can stand with kids in demand. Schemes and plans.
Down.
those last three songs were CeeLo Green's Fuck You. And of course, that was a remix by Dylan Island, also known as La Castlevania. Next, after that, we had Toronto's Sound Blunts with their rendition of Billie Jean. It's actually not a remix, apparently, because they also did the vocals. And it's Sound Blunts are a DJ group, a duo who play at the Republic nightclub. And just now, you heard Chain Reaction's Dance Freak. It's a rare 1980 release from its self-titled single on the Sounds of New York USA vinyl series, which did a whole bunch of disco, a whole bunch of soul tracks, mostly of the late 70s era when disco was just coming on. You're listening to, once again, Funk My Life with two hosts tonight. First of all is Ochre, and we have a very special guest.
Hello.
And that would be?
Gina.
And what does Gina do musically?
I play with a band called The Ruffled Feathers.
And when was the last time you played?
We played Parade of Lost Souls on Saturday night. It was probably the best show the band has played yet. It was a really good time.
Yeah, you guys had that alleyway backed up.
We set up literally in someone's garage, and people stayed the entire set. And there was a lot to see that night.
Yeah, especially above you guys. We had the hosts of the house dressed up in complete mummy costumes and death costumes, and they were dancing nonstop in the rain. On the roof of the garage as they were performing with lit pumpkins that they eventually smashed up.
Mm-hmm. And there was like a smoke machine,
yep.
All sorts of stuff.
Yep, and a strobe light as well. Yeah, so Parade of Lost Souls was such a good time. It's put on by the Public Dream Society, which is based out of East Van. And they do a lot of different events, like Illuminaris and, Parade of Lost Souls. But this year, it's been a little bit hard on the funding, so they've contracted it out to the Dusty Flower Pot, who are a theater troupe, and they produce a show. But it was really good to see it happen because it's apparently a $60,000 street party. So it's really hard to fundraise for something like that, you know. So, and of course, La Villa. Thanks for everybody who came out. That was the house party with Buildering.net when DJ AK-46. Yeah, lots of good times. We stayed until 6 a.m. He has a roof and he has a ladder up there, so we brought some furniture after the party. so, good
times.
You
didn't even have to find a place to sleep.
No, definitely not. We were waiting for the sun. So, next up, of course, you're listening to us on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia. And we also have a fun drive coming up on November 16th. So, plenty of opportunities for you to help us keep this radio station independent, to give people like me voices and to play hits that aren't on Top 40s radio. And speaking of non-Top 40s radio, next up we have an interesting group called Dubbin, and the song is called Dubicho, and I think are Swedish, because on their MySpace page it says Sweden, but they play Brazilian funk and everything is in Portuguese.
And bicho means bug.
Oh, does it?
It does.
Oh, that's delicious. And it features Fida. Does Fida mean anything?
I don't know.
Probably means delicious as well. Okay. So this is Dubicho by Dubbin. Oh, if I can get... You know what? I should probably put the volume up so you can hear this stuff, huh? All right, Dubbin, let's try this again.
Also recognize the samba. This one is gonna sting those gossipers like a black mamba. And they should know it's with our leader of the vanguard. Samba, burn fire on. Falou!
like them slackers. Crush them like a crackers. Time to tell them to stop, but it seems like they're all not listening. Them all must is that one spring up. We're going to clock with people business. Them ramping and I come with them sweet out. When it's so all like come, you know. If them no change, them dirty waste. And I say, use a lightning pop. Them asking Mr. and Mrs. Gossip. One go look some road, the time you no sit down and no gossip. And before you end up mad, like the girl who start Gattaca. People will turn them out behind you. Seems like you're not here about Africa. When the most is swallow TV. When the most is swallow radio, RDV. Yeah, with the CD. Why you know always a gossip like on a mouth? Must you set for flow free? This is reality. One more time, may I tell you no solidarity. Here and there, see I'm blind, me talk it with clarity. No man more put them as a metric because of the gossip with company. Leave people business. Always a true pandemic like Wrigley's. Always a talk like them a advertise business. Or some movie stars who come in as some movie produced from one business. Hey, Mr. Talkative. Leave people business. Inquisitive, always have no tongue, put my rapid. Take it and stop, I'm stupid. Before we fire up on your life. Oh.
listening to Funk My Life with Ochre and Gina on CITR 101.9. This last track was called Bounce With Me by Krishna Turner. Krishna actually grew up in Jamaica singing with a gospel choir, and she got her recognition when she came back to Canada and won a radio show talent contest. This last track was produced by the same producer as Nelly Furtado. Her song actually appears on the television series Gossip Girl.
And that's how you know you've really made it. Next up, we actually have an interesting story. So I heard this track. I don't know how I came across it, but I used to... I had my Belle and Sebastian phase, and I found this one song that didn't sound any... Okay, so for people who don't know about Belle and Sebastian, they're this Scottish folky indie rock group. And they're really nice and melodic. But this next track is really... it's like this Brazilian funk with a children's choir and an orchestra. And it didn't sound anything... It's like a bossa nova track. And it doesn't sound anything like what Belle and Sebastian sounds like. And it's apparently a widely mislabeled song. It's attributed to Belle and Sebastian under the name Yo Tango Novio. And a lot of people think it started in the early years of file sharing when there was Napster and FTP searches and IRC directories. But the truth is, it's by Hughes de Corson, and it's a collaboration with Thomas Gubich, who also worked with an ethnologist and did work with children's choir all around the world. So they went from Africa to China to Ireland to Spain to produce locally inspired songs. And this is a funk track. But there's a lot of soul on the album song. The album being Songs of Innocence, released in 1999. So just about the time when file sharing was about to explode. And I picked this track because not only is it a nice, nice catchy tune, but, you know, Gina, it starts off with a little kid going, I have a boyfriend, I have a boyfriend, I have a boyfriend, who takes me to the bay. I think we all know what they do at the bay, right? Yeah, they go swimming.
Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
All right, you're back with Funk My Life on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver. And Gina.
Yes, Oker.
I hear you like Feist.
Yes, I do.
How did you hear about them?
The first time I heard Feist was at a Thanksgiving dinner party, Mushaboom. And now whenever I hear of it, I think of like the festive times of the year. And it was, yeah, one of the first Canadian artists that I really got into when I moved up here from Arizona.
Yeah, they were just around getting big when, they released their first album, I believe, when I was just about going into university. So I guess
4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, 4 or 5 years ago. They released, I think, Let It Die in 2004. And that was a big breakthrough for them, and they were on things like movies and TV shows, but that's not why they're so good. It's because they have such a great singer, good tunes, and interestingly enough, most people wouldn't consider them funk. And I was talking to Gina about this at an art gallery show that just opened, and it's put on by one of our mutual friends. And it was called Tiny Parties at the AMS Sub Gallery.
Brendan Albano.
Yes. And Kate, I thought Kate was also in on it.
Definitely a part of it.
And so I was talking and I was saying, well, there's, you know, funk goes into many different genres and it even goes into folky music. And I was like, oh shoot, what folk? And you of course ask, like what? And I was like, oh, Feist. Which tracks? And I was like, a couple of remixes is what I said. But I probably should have said this. Inside and Out. Pop quiz. Who originally sang Inside and Out?
Anybody know?
This was actually a trivia question this past summer with one of my friends. And it's the Bee Gees. They originally released a track called Love You Inside Out. Back in 1979 under the Spirits Having Flown album, and it was the ninth and final hit for the Bee Gees, and it reached number one. That's number one both in Canada and the US. It's been sampled by a whole bunch of different hip-hop artists, including Jay-Z and R. Kelly and Snoop Dogg, but Feist also covered it as well. So here's the original of Inside Out by the Bee Gees called Love You Inside Out.
Try.
Ogre, I can't believe I never put those two songs together before, because I've definitely heard that one before. That disco era falsetto is so thick you can taste the mustache.
Yummy. Especially for Movember that's coming up, right? All you boys.
Perfect.
And all girls, too. We definitely encourage the legs being let loose a little bit, and also the armpits. So, before we go on, I do want to give a shout out to my roommates, my semi-roommates, my family, really, Fiona and Charlene, who's leaving for France. She's been living with us for the past year, and she likes Vancouver, but, you know, she misses home. So this is her final week, and actually on Saturday, there's a party. I will actually announce it later, and she will be there, and I'm hoping everybody will be there, because it's going to be amazing. We have, why don't I announce it now? It's Dr. Emile's Salon des Beaux-Arts. I think you could just look up Dr. Emile, D-R period, E-M-I-L-E apostrophe S, Dr. Emile's. We're having a couple of live bands play at it, including Moonlight Express and Maria in the Shower.
Yeah.
One of East Van's darlings.
Them.
Yeah, they're what would you just, how would you describe their music?
I haven't seen them
it's
yet.
Like,
I've just heard only good things.
Yeah, they put on an amazing show, because, well, they do gypsy jazz according to what they would describe themselves as, and it's just this eclectic group of fun having that's going on the stage, and there's lovely noise, and you can participate very much along with them, and the party does not stop, really, because the last one, this is actually a sequel to a summer party we had that didn't stop till 6 a.m. When the sun came up and when the DJ threw up and passed out. That was me.
And it was in the dog training.
Yeah, area. Yeah, it was in the dog. Yeah, they rented out a kennel. That was awesome. So you go in and you're hit with this nice musk, and it's because they rented out this dog kennel. But not this time. This time they're doing it at the Eat Art Production Labs, which is, what is it? It's at 577 Great Northern Way. It's where the Media Arts Center thing is. But you could probably find it on Facebook. It's an event with probably going to be 400 or 500 people. Last time I checked, it was 250 confirmed, and then a whole bunch more maybes. But next up, we have... Oh, yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit about why I put Feist on here?
Because she's awesome.
That's it. You know what? You can stop talking now. That's bingo bango. Yeah. It's nice to find these tracks that aren't pure funk. I'm going to talk a little bit about my personal music history. And I'm an immigrant. We didn't really bring much. We were a bit of a political immigrant because of the Tiananmen Square massacre that apparently didn't happen on June 4th. So we couldn't really bring much of our stuff because it was all back in China. But my dad couldn't return because it was a mess, and we came to Ottawa, so we didn't bring much of anything, and that includes records and tapes. So a lot of my musical education comes from listening to children's choirs on communist China era tapes, which was really cool because they have nice catchy anthems that isn't exactly sang around now, but it's really nice because it's designed for people to sing along. So there's none of these really difficult to hit notes, and you can hum along when you're picking rice in your field. But so a lot of this is stuff that's new to me, and I hope it's also new to you because because I'm definitely learning a lot with this show, trying to find new sources of funk. And Canadian funk especially. Oh man, Canadian content is difficult to come by. Mm-hmm. Like, trying to find Motown era stuff is really tough. But luckily, CITR, really good resource. Couple of people here with excellent taste in soul and R&B, and I don't just mean R&B, but I mean rhythm and blues music in throughout as well. All right, next up, we have a group called Brixton Boogie, and they are a new group, and they're a bit of an international sensation. They have a couple of DJs slash producers from Germany, and a couple of soul and blues singers from the old United States of America, your Gina's little hometown. Especially people in the South.
United States of America,
And they, I don't know what else to say about them. I actually don't know much about them. They only have one release. It's called Urban Blues, and it starts off very nice.
If you find love in a city, if you find love in a place, oh, you can see it's awful pretty. You got a big, big smile on your face. And even when you're walking in the park, holding her out there in the dark, you can say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, my Lord. Oh, what a beautiful city. Hey, what a beautiful place. Oh, Lord, ain't this old, it's so pretty. In the beautiful city. Oh.
Job since I came to Canada, and I haven't found anything.
Have you tried WorkLearn?
What's WorkLearn?
Part-time jobs on campus for international undergraduate students just like us help me find a great job that's actually related to my studies.
Wow, I'll have to check that out.
You should. It's good pay, good experience, and good for your career. Just look for WorkLearn postings at www.careersonline.ubc.ca. You can even ask your profs and campus staff if they can create a job for you.
To participate in WorkLearn, you must be an international student seeking an undergraduate degree in a participating faculty and registered full-time with a study permit valid for at least 6 months. For more information, visit www.careers.ubc.ca.
Thank you.
So you're listening to Funk My Life on CITR 101.9 FM on broadcasting from Vancouver. And we just had a band called
Bedouin Soundclash
with a Quebec singer called
Cour des Pirates or Pirates.
Yeah, we're just calling her Pirate Heart because we don't know how to pronounce Cour de Pirate. It means heart of pirate. And
it's a new collaboration from an album called Light the Horizon, which was just released this September, and I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's got a very nice groove. Like,
it reminds me of Leaky Lee a little bit.
Yeah. Like with the rackety clicking. Yeah. The washboard. That's it. It needs more washboard. So I don't know. Do you have any announcements, Gina?
So the Ruffled Feathers just released a new edition of their EP this past Wednesday, and the plan is to have it out on iTunes by Remembrance Day. So I am really excited about that.
Yeah, we're gonna try to have you guys on for one of these future shows. We'll plan around that for sure, because you guys were a pretty big sensation at the Parade of Lost Souls, and if that tells, well, for instance, you know, selling out all your albums and buttons.
Yeah, all my buttons went. Porcelain band buttons, they're cool. You should come to our shows at least for that. And I made mugs today. I make ruffled feather mugs.
Oh, mugs.
Yeah.
You should make like ruffled feather bugs, you know, get like a little sticker that you can put on beetles and like release
maybe
them into the wild.
Anyways, our merch is pretty cool. So you can check out our website. It's www.theruffledfeathers.com, and all of our tracks are up there. You can also check out our MySpace or Facebook. But you should. It's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, and as for me, well, first of all, so this show seems fairly stable now. We have a slot. I'm trying to get a website. So my goal is by next week to have a website, because we really want to get things like podcasts and like, I don't know, podcasts and shows that we got coming up, as well as track listings, because some of these tracks are fairly obscure. You might not even be able to get it on iTunes because they're released on vinyl. And vinyl is coming back, like, a lot. For instance, the Brazilian funk band I was telling you about from Sweden, Dubbin, they only exist on a series of compilations called Resents. And Resents, it doesn't really have names for their releases. It's just numbers. So Resents 002 has Dubbin. Once again, on Saturday is the Dr. Emile's Salon de Beaux-Arts, which is one of the best parties that you have to go to, as opposed to one of the best parties you don't have to go to. It's at the Eat Art Lab. Yeah, Great Northern Way. And I think that has something to do with UBC, because a lot of UBC kids go there and do things. Oh, have you seen, you know, Burning Man? Mm. I think it happens in your home state, but there's this mechanical spider that Eat Art sends out every year. That you ride. It's like a full-on horse spider thing.
And they've had that at the parade before.
That's Eat Art. That's put on by the guys in Eat Art. The actual party, Dr. Emile's Salon de Beaux Arts, is actually a fundraiser for the Grammo Rail Project, which is put on by the Vancouver Design Nerds, who a couple of my friends are really into, and they are very much affiliated with Eat Art. So they make a gramophone, like an old-fashioned hand-powered gramophone, and they mount it on top of a handrail that you like pump on railroad tracks. Yeah, it's amazing. And then they've been featured in a couple of high-profile places now, like including the Roundhouse, and they get like provincial funding because they have results, and it's really cool what they're doing. But you know what? You can forget all that, because it's going to be an amazing party. Moonlight Express, and...
When does it start?
That's a great question. I think it's 8 p.m. at Eat Art Lab,
Is there a cover?
$7.
Okay.
That's it. And there's I think, homebrew beer. At least at the last party, there was homebrew beer.
Is there a theme?
Up? Yes, you should dress up. That's a great question. These are all great questions. It's kind of like 1950s feathers and fedoras ish themed, like a suit, like a zoot suit type.
Is that
swing? I don't know. That's like 20s, 30s?
Yeah, 20s, 30s.
Yeah.
Okay. I can do feathers and pearls.
Yeah. Pearls. And you can actually be creative. I don't really have that much, so it's just going to be a hat, a fedora, and probably like, I don't know, collars. Maybe a sock, or maybe two. Things like that. And of course, CITR Fun Drive starting on November 16th. I've very little idea what I'm gonna do for that, but I'm thinking an auction. But I'm not so sure. We might just do, you know, for instance, anyone who donates over $50 under the name of Funk My Life gets to get like a free DJing I don't know.
Tutorial?
That'd be cool.
That'd be awesome.
That would be really awesome. Well, I really want to just run a free one of these days, because DJing, it's really fun. It's really fun. It doesn't have to be hard. Simple mixing is not hard. You just have to be able to count.
Count and have the setup for
it. And have the setup, sure.
Oh, fine. Because I was gonna be a DJ, right?
Yeah.
But it didn't
we're gonna train. Well, you are a DJ. You're jockeying discs on the air right now, so it works out fine. It works out mighty fine. I'm just about running. Oh, and last thing, because this is episode number three, but kind of three, because the first episode was just a 2-hour pilot. I would like people to start telling people about this show. It'd be really cool, especially once I get the podcasts online about our show. Get people to listen in. I know a couple of you have friends who are really into soul, really into Motown, and into funk music just as much as we are. And it's a bit of a small community. There's definitely a community, though. Like, Edmonton has an active Jamaican Afrobeat funk population. The East Van on Commercial Drive, there's tons of funk music. We have really cool Canadian artists like Timothy Wisdom and the Funk Hunters and the Moo Crew. And it'd be really nice to just come together for a big radio group hug. So, with that,
Funk My Life every Thursday night at 11.
On CITR
101.9. Mwah.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hey there, you're listening to CITR, CITR Radio 101.9. This is Oral Tentacles. My name is Pierre. The time is now 2:03. No, it's not. It's 12:03. 12:03 in the morning, and you can tell I'm tired. And because I'm tired and I have to get up super early and I have to be at work at 6:40 this morning, which is going to be coming up in 6 hours and 40 minutes, it's going to be a short show. I'll probably be here 1:30, maybe 2 o'clock maximum, just to let you know. So if you got a request or something, Put it in early. Crystalline Green, gonna kick off the night, name of the track. This is a bit gold.
right.